New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan with Tell Me Your Story, and now we're going to take a pause to talk with our astronomical, astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, as we find out what in the world is going on out there that's affecting us down here. Beth, Happy New Year to you. It's the first time we've had a chance to talk since the first of the year.
Happy New Year.
And we've got some interesting things going on as far as, you know, the sun, the moon, and the stars, as it were.
Yes.
And so we seemed to have done fairly well getting through the latter part of 2010 and Mercury in retrograde. But why do I have this feeling and again, I'm trying to put the positive spin on it. This is an opportunity for us to observe and grow. But there's another thing happening? Or am I wrong and we're looking at some sort of nice movement through the month of January into February?
Well, you know, I'm always happy when Mercury is direct. It just makes things so much easier, you know, and that's always good. You know, there's a lot of energy right now in Capricorn, which, you know, it's very organized. It's an earth sign, and I kind of love this time of year with all this Capricorn. You know, the sun goes in, and usually the smaller planets, Mars, Mercury, Venus, and they're all either, have either passed or about to go in or are in. And it's such a good time for all that Capricorn, because this is a time when we start a new chapter. We identify our personal values and beliefs and use that to set our intentions and goals and New Year's resolutions and that sort of thing for the new year. And so the good news is, you know, I think there's always an ease when we're mucking around that way because it makes things clearer. The difficulty is it's also, you know, it's a taking stock, and so you become aware of, you know, what didn't happen last year that you really want to make happen this year. Or I've talked to a lot of people this week who are already organizing for their taxes and stuff, and there's, you know, that's painful. But, you know, it's really hard to make that fun. But,
yeah.
But, you know, I like this time of year because it is a time of starting over, you know, and it's a particularly powerful one. There was an eclipse this week, which always brings greater clarity.
Ah, well, I've always taken the perspective when it comes to my own medical condition that I don't want to know. I just don't want to know. You know, I'm feeling great. I'm doing fine. I don't want to know. And so now I know, and it's like, now my mind is on it. And it's like, oh, but, and then now everybody's telling me, well, don't think about it. What? Don't think about the big pink elephant in the middle of the room.
How you think about it.
Yeah, that's it.
These are well-meaning people who use the wrong words or who don't use them the most appropriately. Mm. For me, it's never about don't think about it. It's about think about it in the most powerful, the most positive, the most empowering way.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to do that and also think about getting in touch with you. You are you have a website called BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
People can get in touch with you through there. They can touch base with you about what you've shared here as well as any other concerns that they might have. As a matter of fact, this is rather interesting. The reading that Amrita and I had with you, what, about a year ago?
Yep.
For some reason, I'm carrying it around in my briefcase. I pull it out every once in a while, flip through it, and, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Okay. But I do. I have that in my briefcase, and I peruse it from time to time. So, you know, it's not a bad reference piece of material, and it's always good to go back and take a look at those kinds of things.
Yeah, it can be a real anchor or a navigational tool.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, well, Beth, I thank you so much, and we will talk to you again next week and get more information as to what's going on. Again, it's BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Richard.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. We will be right back.